this is the thing, you're dealing with, like, I think he has 650 songs. I mean, it's just too vast to please everybody, you know, like, what can you do? Sometimes I feel so low down and disgusted. It's almost too frightening to contemplate, actually.
But Conor McPherson has risen to the challenge. 5 years ago, Bob Dylan's record company got in touch with him to see if he'd be interested in using the musician's songs in a theatre show. Slow train coming. The writer, best known for his critically acclaimed play The Weir, was taken aback. He'd never written a musical before. How does it
feel? Initially, I was a bit puzzled because it didn't feel to me like Bob Dylan was that kind of jukebox artist, you know, Broadway musical kind of show. But they said to me, well, it wouldn't have to be that. It could be anything you want it to be, really. Like
a
rolling
stone. A few weeks later, Conor McPherson had an idea.
So I wrote it down, and then I got a message back from them a few days later saying that Bob Dylan had read it and wanted me to go ahead and do it. So I knew then that if it was something that he approved of, then we were okay.
And Conor McPherson has now allowed us into the first rehearsals with Kieran Hines and Shirley Henderson.
What?
Shut up.
Oh, well, you have to be rude.
Oh, you think this is rude? You ain't seen rude. You think I care, huh? About your little lady woman up in your attic.
Well, the pressure's down. The boss ain't here. He's gone north.
So I had this idea to set a play in a boarding house during the Depression in Duluth with people who are living there trying to survive or drifting through because they've nowhere else to live.
Elizabeth, you're crazier than a ship's rat, but you ain't stupid. You know. You know, if I don't get that money, the bank is going to take this place and we're going to be like dust in the wind here. Huh? What's a sweetheart like you
doing in a dump like this? But it's set in the town where he was born. So in a sense, it's like it's all this music pre-exists Bob Dylan. It was all in the airwaves, just waiting for him to be born. When the rain is
blowing in your face. How did you choose which songs to include?
What I like to do is I like to have them on a player with your headphones, and where I live it's beside the sea in Dublin, and it's nice just to walk for 5 miles and just listen to a lot of music. To make you feel my love. And you find that the ones you keep coming back to, and then, you know, you're sort of meditating, you can kind of see them in the world of the play.
It's fair to say this is not Bob Dylan's greatest hits, but you have got a few hits in it, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. There are some songs that I'm sure everybody would know, and then I think there will be songs which people who don't have all his albums are probably going to hear for the first time. I think we have a song from every decade, right up to the most recent would be Duquesne Whistle. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing. Blowing like's gonna sweep my world away. It's real poetry, his work, and he always steps through the right door musically. It's very inspiring.
Why is it inspiring working with his music?
Well, because it's so profound, I think, that every time you hear it, you hear something else. I'm getting weary, looking in my baby's eyes. It's a bit like you're walking across ice, which is always breaking through into hidden depths. It's why his work has endured, because it's always giving you something new. And I finally realize. The amazing thing about his songs is that they seem ambiguous and specific all at the same time.
Do you think he'll come and see it?
I really don't know. I can't answer that. Part of me thinks probably not, but another part of me thinks he's so unpredictable, maybe he'll just show up on a wet Tuesday night unannounced and we'll just be sitting there in the audience. True love tends to forget.